Listener Francesco wrote, I'm a European living in Wilmington, and I listen to NPR. Sometimes I ask myself how it is possible that in America jazz is so little broadcast, especially on weekends when there is so little to watch on TV at night. Because jazz is the music for the night. Instead, classical music covers most of the day and nights. It's really strange that people have to hope to listen to jazz in America, the country where jazz was born. Alex Brewington wrote, aside from waking up, petting the dog, and setting the kettle to boil, Jamila's show is the most beautiful part of my day. Listener Leslie wrote, I've been a faithful listener and contributor to WHQR since moving to Wilmington more than 20 years ago. I regularly listen to Morning Edition, and one of my favorite parts used to be the small stories they ran on the half hour. About a year ago, these disappeared. Since you've said several times that NPR stories are not cut to insert station sponsor notifications, I assumed that NPR had stopped doing these stories. However, I recently was listening in another area and discovered this is not true. WHQR is choosing to block these stories, and most of the time what is being said is coming up on Morning Edition. I do not need to know what is coming up, and I assume anybody already listening will continue that day. Please drop the coming up ads and bring back the great shorts. In response, Leslie is right that those 30-second kickers, as the industry calls them, at half past the hour in Morning Edition could be called program elements, though we don't consider them NPR stories. We're certainly covering them up for other material than promos, weather forecasts, day sponsor announcements, cultural calendar, and the like. In order to establish set times for day sponsors, we chose 7:30 and 8:30 as the standard. It would not be possible to run them and the kicker in the same break on most days, so we have been silently omitting them as a matter of course. Steve Cole wrote, we are big fans of WHQR. We live in Vienna, Austria, and are occasionally back in Wilmington, but we also listen to you over the internet in Vienna. Longtime listener David wrote, when are you going to develop a smartphone app like Chapel Hill did? We live on a fringe area of your broadcast output, and if you had an app for our iPhone or iPad, Wi-Fi only, then it would be great. Thanks. In reply, the cost of developing such a robust application can be quite high, and it's too much for our current budget. However, other apps like Public Radio Player or the NPR News app can easily connect to the WHQR stream on Apple or Android products. We'll try to get some more information on our website about this soon. Finally, Carolyn Steyer wrote after she won tickets to see Igusman and Jew at Thalian Hall. It is my birthday this weekend. Thank you for the chance to celebrate by seeing such amazing musicians. WHQR is my favorite place for classical music. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. You can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.